Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Easter celebrations are being held remotely because of the pandemic. Jill Kaufman reports on how one small Western Massachusetts church overcame obstacles to make this morning's celebration special.
A few days before Easter, Chris White is the only person inside the North Hadley Congregational Church sitting and playing at the organ.
You heard Christ the Lord is Risen Today, which is a traditional Easter hymn that'll be sung in, or would be sung in, almost every church.
But of course it won't be, he says, as the pandemic shut down places of worship. White teaches music theory at UMass Amherst, and he's been popping into this church over the last few weeks, recording himself, playing the scheduled hymns, putting them and lyrics on the church website, and inviting people to record themselves singing like this.
Now the green bread rises from the buried grain.
And this.
Now the green blade rises from the buried grain.
And this.
Now the green blade rises from the buried
grain. And by Sunday church time, White has mixed those voices into this.
Now the green blade rises from the buried grain. We dwell in the earth for many days to
slay. I call it the Hymn Singing in Isolation Project. And we came up with it sort of organically because we couldn't do church.
And they don't have a technical setup to stream the service live.
The organ is the most complex piece of technology in this church, and it was built in 1890.
North Hadley Congregational has only about 25 regular members. About a dozen people so far have added their voices to the hymn mix, some from the church, some who heard about the project on social media are singing from other parts of the country. For the past month, the music, also prayers, mixed to sound as if spoken in unison, and the pastor's sermon have become a weekly podcast simulating what it sounds like to be in an old church in a rural area. For everyone right now, finding ways to connect is a challenge. Church pastor Gordon Pullen says for some people, it's critical they do.
It's because a lot of our members are single, they're older, they may be widowed or widower, and the sense of isolation is compounded, I think, by that.
While holding church this way is not what anyone wants, Pullen says some unexpected community has been formed by the podcast. A longtime beloved congregant who recently moved to an assisted living facility in Tennessee called Pullen and said she shared her hometown church with relative strangers.
Well, she told me that in the assisted living center that they're really, and there's no interaction at this point. Mm-hmm. There's no longer common meals. There's nothing. And she said what she did Sunday, she had a number of people in her hall who opened their doors and listened to Palm Sunday service.
As Pullen prepares for Easter Sunday, he says he's struggling using the joyful resurrection of Jesus as a metaphor. The pandemic will end, but this is a hard time, and when people come back to church, there will be a new normal. He almost wishes Easter were 2 months from now, and he's crafting his words carefully.
We're looking at the long haul here. We're not looking at this metaphor being something that is relevant this Sunday.
There are other metaphors from various religions that can help us get through difficult times, Pullen says. He may even title his sermon, Easter Has Come Too Soon and the Exodus, referring to Jews seeking freedom from slavery, which is what Passover is about, cannot come soon enough. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Jill Kaufman.
Remember me.